You're listening to a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table, an Anglican congregation located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This sermon was offered on Palm Sunday as part of our live streaming liturgy. May only truth be spoken and only truth received. Amen. Palm Sunday. And it is not as it usually is, not as it should be. Normally, we begin by blessing fresh palm crosses, singing jubilant hosannas, reading the story of Jesus entering into Jerusalem on a donkey, accompanied by his expectant and joyous followers. We always begin with joy, and then turn slowly toward telling the beginnings of the harder stories of Holy Week. At St. Ben's, we've always departed a bit from the lectionary on this night, and instead of reading the full Passion story after the Palm Gospel, we continue the liturgy with reading the story of the Last Supper, and then after communion has been shared, we read the story of Gethsemane, ending at the moment of Jesus' arrest. Very often over the years, we have brought the liturgy to an end by singing a song written by Gord Johnson that begins, "Lord, I abandoned you in the garden, sold you for silver, left you forsaken in your hour of need." It's a song that invites a deep, searching, and personal engagement with the way of the cross. But even at that, it's sung with the glad hosannas still sounding in our ears and the confidence that in a week we be singing bold alleluias. It is so different this year. Lent has been so different. We began, as we always do, with our Ash Wednesday liturgy, which calls us to remember our mortality, our frailty, our fragility, our need for grace. For the first two Sundays in Lent, everything seemed quite normal. But for the third Sunday, we were required to refrain from exchanging the peace with handshakes or embraces. The use of the common cup was set aside. And the very next day, all public gatherings were suspended throughout our diocese. Since then, we've been gathering in this way, with just a few of us here in the church space, everyone else participating electronically. And yes, Gord did have us sing hosannas tonight, but it was a considerably more subdued version than usual. Something of a melancholy air to it, recalling that Hosanna means "save us, please" in Hebrew. That melancholy is all the more apt. A wonder, too, if next Sunday's Alleluias won't be sung more softly, with tones of "save us" implicitly embedded in them. In an article published earlier this week in Time magazine, Bishop N.T. Wright offered some very poignant insights on all of this, noting that the coronavirus-induced limitations on life have arrived at the same time as Lent, the traditional season of doing without. Bishop Wright comments on how, quote, "doing without whiskey or chocolate is child's play compared with not seeing friends or grandchildren or going to the pub, the library, or the church." There is reason, he continues, there is reason we normally try to meet in the flesh. There is reason solitary confinement is such a severe punishment. And this Lent has no fixed Easter to look forward to. We can't tick off the days. This is a stillness, not of rest. but of poised, anxious sorrow. Not that the calendar won't say that next Sunday is Easter, but the Alleluias will be oh so different. The family dinners postponed, the urgency of maintaining distance protocols heightened as we seek to slow the spread of this fearsome virus. Maybe psalms of lament will need to be read and prayed this year over Eastertide. In that same article, Bishop Wright suggests that perhaps, quote, what we need is to recover the biblical tradition of lament. Lament, he observes, is what happens when people ask why and don't get an answer. It's where we get to when we move beyond our self-centered worry about our sins and failings and look more broadly at the suffering of the world. And the mystery of the biblical story is that God also laments. We saw it last week as the tears ran down Jesus' face when he stood at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, and witnessed the sorrow of those sisters, Mary and Martha. But Lord, is it enough that you are lamenting with us over all of this sorrow and fear this present day? Lord Jesus, we heard from Paul's epistle tonight that you've been given the name that is above every name. At your name, every knee should bend, every tongue proclaim that you are Lord. What does that mean now? Maybe if we recall what Paul and those early Christian believers were facing in Philippi, we can at least get some sense of what Paul meant them to hear. Theirs was a world that held no little hostility to the new Christian movement. Located close to the Aegean Sea in what is now Greece, Philippi was very much a city of the empire, part of a world soaked in the Greco-Roman myths. Power meant the iron hand of Rome. Gods who were unpredictable and often merciless toward mere mortals, and privilege that came with birthright, class, and rank. And yet in Philippi, Paul spoke of character and of love, calling his young community to cut against the grain of imperial thinking and practice. As Edward Piller comments, the power of the Lord Jesus then is not power over, but is rather love, compassion, mercy, and companionship alongside. The form taken by the Lord Jesus seems to be a deliberate indication that God's desire is not for the fulfillment of God's own divine self so much as a desire for the blessing of humanity. God exalts Jesus, Piller comments. God exalts Jesus precisely because in life, in his taking on the form of a slave, desiring the best for humanity, and loving to the fullest extent, in this Jesus truly reflected the nature and character of God. Love, compassion, mercy, and companionship alongside of us. I believe that honestly felt and expressed lament finally must awaken us to those things too. We ask the question, why? Why this virus? Why here? Why now? Why around the world? And we hear no clear answer. We pick up the language of lament, how long, O Lord, how long? And then we raise our heads again and look to see how we as humans and Christian disciples, how we must be during these hard and anxious days. To not let anyone be forgotten, to not leave someone to weep alone, even if companionship must be by phone or FaceTime, to not see only our own struggles, but the shared burden we are all called to bear, and to be grateful for those who continue to work in essential services and to tell them so. That's how we're to be. Yes, Palm Sunday is so very different this year, as will be all of Holy Week and Easter Sunday and well beyond. These Lenten days will seem to roll on far, far too long. But that's no reason to give up. Love, compassion, mercy, companionship. Those are the palm branches we must bless and raise and carry this year. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table. For more information on the church or to support our online ministry, please visit us at stbenedictstable.ca. Thanks for listening.